You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Sunday, November 14th, 2021. I hope you are doing well. I hope everybody you know and love is safe and healthy. I've had a couple of friends go down with COVID. One was a breakthrough case where he was fully vaccinated and COVID still got him. So, I mean, he's not dead, but yeah, so be careful. It's not over with yet. Even though we're headed into the holidays, we're still not safe. So please be careful, okay? So lots and lots of stuff happened on the website this weekend again. But I don't know what it is about the weekend. I guess I'm kind of grateful that it happens. This kind of stuff happened on the weekend because I don't know how I would keep up if it was all week, every day, you know, but it seems like it sometimes. There was a couple of posts that, one in particular about chastity, that I really, really think that all faggots and alphas should read. It'd be probably helpful if they read it together, you know, but about the importance of chastity and what it does. I think what I want to talk today to you about is something that I don't really know if I've defined very well on the website or anywhere on this podcast. And it's about faggot needs, okay? So that's not a very good title, but or the title of the topic. But because there are several converging stories this weekend that I just felt like really underline this point, you know. The first story involves there was a question between Master Matt and Master Kyler, the two straight alphas in Canada, about whether they should let their faggots out of their cages, you know. They watched that the video that I posted from Lord Chiranon, I guess. I don't know how you say his name. About tapping. And that would involve them being out of their cage to ejaculate. And they got into a conversation about it. And they were trying to decide if they should let their faggots out. And the weird thing about that, what the outcome was in that situation, you can read about it on the site, but the faggots, all of them said, no, we don't want out of our cage. And I think it kind of surprised, I mean, it definitely surprised me. I mean, given the amount of fucking bitching that those faggots have done about their cages to me over this period of time, like, I was surprised by the reaction. Pleasantly surprised. But I think the masters were surprised as well, you know, that because, you know, to them, they're straight alphas. They use their cocks. They love using their cocks. They're very good at using their cocks. And the idea of being in chastity for 5 minutes seems incomprehensible to them. And I think they thought they were doing their faggots a favor by offering this chance at being free of the cage. And the fact that they said, no, we want to keep our cage, surprised them. And, you know, I don't know, like I understand it better now that I've been in chastity for a little while, what they're going through and what they feel, you know, that it fulfills something about what they need as faggots, you know. The other story that was kind of intriguing this weekend, of course, was the birthday of Master Dino's two twin boys, Master Dean and his twin brother, Jimmy. They just turned 15. Now, I know people are going to complain about the fact that I covered it because they're underage. Okay, I don't really care. I've done this before. Their father has given me his blessing on it. He's right there with them. He's watching over the situation. Okay, nobody's getting hurt. I think what I got out of that story was the fact that, you know, and I've covered a little bit about the Master Dean and Jimmy situation. I just want to emphasize this point, that those two, they were fucking for 4 years. You know, they started when they were 10 years old. Master Dean started fucking his twin brother, Jimmy, at 10 years old. They're essentially in love, okay? And they're, you know, for 4 years they were doing this before Master Dino even found out about it, okay? So, I mean, I don't even know what do you do, you know? What are you going to do about that? What should he have said, you know, or done, you know? So, I guess what I'm getting at, though, is this, that there is no faggot on earth happier than my little bunny Jimmy, okay? He is living his very best faggot life, serving his brother, okay, and some others, but he is living a full, rich life as his twin brother's faggot, okay? And again, these are needs that faggots have. I think any true faggot listens to that situation with Master Dean and Jimmy, and they understand it from a hierarchical standpoint, from a faggot's perspective. And I understand that a lot of times things that, you know, people who understand and believe in hierarchy, they don't agree with it, with the rest of the world, okay? The rest of the world says that this perspective is wrong, but we know it's right. You know, and so ultimately, Jimmy is expressing exactly what he is in the most fullest and the most joyful way possible. I would never, ever, ever want to take that away from him or tell him that he's wrong. He's not. He's fulfilling himself. And he should be very proud, really, because he's living the kind of life that a lot of faggots who are not as brave would love to have had, you know, at that age. So, you know, there's that. And then I got a question from readers I just answered a little bit ago that kind of fits in with this a little bit. This faggot wrote to me this really heart-rending ask to me, begging me to help his husband. This kid is only 18 years old, and he's married to an alpha male. Who is a vanilla alpha, you know, somebody that wants his partner, I guess we'll call him, this faggot, essentially. He wants, this alpha wants this partner to be equal to him in this relationship. But this letter that this faggot wrote to me, you should read it, okay? It's just crying out for help because the faggot wants to be a faggot. It's, that's all it knows. It's all it feels is to be a faggot. And this person that he married doesn't understand, won't accept those needs, you know, because he just can't see it. You know, he's got the gay agenda, you know, the gay rules stamped on his brain, and he can't, he refuses to see it, or he refuses to listen, or what, I don't know what it is. But, and I wrote a letter to this alpha in my response that hopefully he will get. But, you know, basically telling him, your partner, the person you married, is a faggot, and your faggot is not going to change. It's not going to go away. You know, you can't counsel it out of him. This is what he needs. He needs to be your property. He needs to be treated like a dog as opposed to an equal, you know. And I guess, you know, what I the reason why I'm going through these three examples, okay, because there's a common thread here, okay, of a faggot is a very specific type of creature, okay? We're very submissive, and we do not feel that we are equal at all. We're, in some ways, ashamed of that we are the way we are, and we can't do anything about it. And there are all these expectations that interfere with us living our purpose. So even though, like, for instance, the faggot that got married to the alpha, even though that faggot achieved a certain kind of freedom by getting married, it's still trapped in these expectations that are not realistic and are not right for him, the faggot, okay? Little Jimmy is trying to live his truth. Now, he's getting to live his truth in his situation. He's very happy for it, okay? And in the case of Master Matt and Master Kyler, you know, they wanted to give their faggots their freedom, or they talked about it because they felt like that was what the faggots needed, but that wasn't what the faggots needed. So yeah, the one thing that we have to remember about faggots is that we don't conform to anything like what society expects of us or thinks that we should have or want, okay? And we don't conform to what men think we should want in terms of what our needs are. And it's very important, I think, for alphas, if you want to be successful as an alpha owner of faggots, you need to remember that your view of what makes a happy life, you have to remember that that perspective is from the man's side of it, okay? Men have very different views of a successful, happy life, okay, than a faggot does. And society has a very different view of what makes a happy, successful life than what a faggot does. And a faggot when it's in the right situation, can be a very, very satisfying possession of a man, okay? When the faggot is allowed to express itself as a tool to serve, you know, when it's safe and free to do that. And that's what an alpha provides. Good alphas provide that safety and that place of comfort where a faggot can actually just fag out, I guess we're going to call it, and just let go and just serve, you know. That's all faggots want. Faggots are kind of like, you know, thoroughbred horses that cannot be contained in a pen. They have to run, okay? And faggots need to be ran out, you know. This faggot that was writing about its husband, you know, this faggot was just crying out saying, I just want to be fucked as hard as possible and slapped around and just used. Faggots are like that, you know. They don't, again, they don't conform to what people think a male should want, okay? And so it's just important, I think, to remember that faggots are just very, very different, you know, creatures. And like men in society, they cannot really do anything else except shape the faggot into a proper servant. You know, that's really the only, like, the discipline that an alpha provides for a faggot should be tailored to shape the faggot into the best slave that it can be, the best servant. Not to try to change out what it is, you know. And when that happens, you know, wonderful things can come of that, you know. But the point I was going to make with these three posts, which all seem to kind of have this same narrative of frustration of being misunderstood in one way or another, that you know, those two situations with the chastity cage and with the married faggot, those are examples of faggots who were being frustrated or confused because they were being misunderstood. Jimmy is the example of a faggot that is given the freedom to be what he was born to be. And he is blissful and happy and secure in himself and his purpose. So I guess, you know, if we're just thinking about faggots being happy and contented and useful, they have to be given a certain freedom. Not necessarily outside of service, not freedom, you know, as an independent agent, but like freedom to be what they are inside, you know. So then, you know, that's not always an easy thing to find, you know, for sure. So, but it's out there, you know. So I just encourage everybody to keep looking for it, because you'll definitely find it, you know, if you keep looking and you keep working it yourself. But to all my faggot brothers out there who are not owned or who, you know, are owned, like, just be honest with yourself about what you are and what you want, okay? And the rest will work out. So, anyway, that's all I really had to say today. I really had some other things I was going to talk about, and then like this sort of came up and I just really wanted to blurt it out, so that's what I did. See, I had to express myself. Anyway, I hope you have a good Sunday. There's not much left of it, but have a good start to your week. I will talk to you in a few days, all right? Take care. Love ya. Bye.